A private contractor, accompanied by state sheriff deputies and social workers, converged on a homeless encampment above the H-1 freeway near the Nu'uanu YMCA and Pali Overpass. Tim Sakahara is the Hawaii Department of Transportation Communications Director.
The state legislature appropriated $2 million for efforts like this. The HDOT matched another $2 million. So primarily to start out with, we're working on the H-1 corridor from the Middle Street merge all the way to Kahala, as well as Nimitz Highway from River Street to the Pearl Harbor interchange, and focusing on those areas either above or adjacent to the roadways.
The crew removed 4-inch-thick concrete tiles used for flooring, tents, a bicycle, moped, and bags of trash. Corrine Aipia has lived on the grassy strip above the H-1 freeway for 9 months, but a new state criminal trespassing law changed all that.
Before, we could jump back and forth, like the city county, she should come in and do a sweep, we should jump on the federal side. And then when the federal comes, we jump on the city county, but we can't do that no more because they have a block on it, so they're shutting down everything.
Repair crews will fix the broken fences, and sheriff deputies will patrol the area to keep squatters out. Meanwhile, at the Honolulu City Council, the governor's coordinator for homelessness, Scott Morishige, told members of the Public Health, Safety, and Welfare Committee that the coordinated city, state, and federal effort goes beyond breaking up homeless encampments.
So every time we go out, we make sure that outreach providers are there to make people and offer services to connect them to services, get them out into streets. Our ultimate goal is to get people into permanent housing.
But housing for some of Honolulu's homeless is the sidewalk on a busy stretch of Nimitz Highway. 59-year-old An Bui has lived near the Nu'uanu Stream Bridge for 3 months. He's been homeless in California and Hawaii since the fall of Saigon in 1975. He was notified by outreach workers yesterday to move.
And they say, tomorrow we're going to come. You got ready. But you know where we expect us to go, you know. From A to B, and when you reach Z, you got no trouble. Come back to A. I don't know.
Bui plans to move to Kaka'ako Park, but says he'll be back at Nimitz in a few weeks. Across the street, meat cutter Daniel Ribugio says sweeping the homeless is senseless.
I mean, what's the point of sweeping them if they're still going to be homeless? It's a waste of money, honestly. After the $4 million is up, what are they going to do? They're going to come back. So the thing is, why don't they just stop taking taxpayers' money and just let them be?
But HDOT Communications Director Sakahara says the contract crews and sheriff deputies are on call.
They'll be coming back out to make sure and deter people from setting up these illegal camps again. And so if they are, then we'll go through the process and make the calls. The HDOT folks and the contractor will come back out and make sure the area stays clear.
The current trespassing enforcement action is expected to last 1 week. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.